T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dudes. Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude.
War, dude.
Dude. I'm new, dude.
This is 100 Yards with Adam and Matt. I am Matt Murphy.
I'm Adam Cole.
Dude, what's up, man?
Not too much. Getting close to 4th of July, but I hope that these clouds can get away before the 4th of July.
Yeah, I actually hope it does too. What did we talk about last time?
Last time we broke down the AFC North. We tried to stick to football.
Yeah.
We talked about Madden, but I don't know if we can just stick to football this time.
No.
There's so many other things going on in the sports world that we got to talk about it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the noose. So apparently they found a rope, but it wasn't. It's been there all along. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. So apparently it's been there since October of last year. So October of 2019. But NASCAR president Steve Phelps came out and said that in their overall review of all of the garages, they found 11 different pull ropes. They've got 29 different tracks.
Right.
And all of the different garages, you know, they've got a garage for every car on each of those tracks. So hundreds of garages total. They found 11 pull ropes.
Just like the one in Bubba's.
No. They found 11 pull ropes. Only that one was fashioned like a noose.
So it's been fashioned like a noose for a long time. They just didn't recognize it.
Right. And I think part of the discussion now is like, was it a racist act at some point?
Because I'm looking
not necessarily, you know, towards Bubba Wallace, but yeah. Was it a racist act at some point for whoever decided that it would be a bright idea to tie that pull-down rope in the shape of a noose? I guess tensions weren't as high back in October of 2019, yeah. So no one really thought twice about it, I guess, and then now...
It's clearly a noose, because I'm looking at it right now. At first I didn't think it was like, but yeah, it's clearly a noose.
Yes, there's no mistaking that that's what it was intentioned to be. I mean, you know, like a fisherman's knot or a slip knot looks similar, but yeah, that's tied to be like a noose.
So it's a delayed effect. So, I mean.
Yeah, whoever did that knows exactly who they are, especially since that's the only one.
What if it was somebody on his team that did that, just being funny?
I don't think so, because there was the person from his team, I believe it was his crew chief, came and notified him, hey, we found something. It looks like a noose. You should probably, well, actually, he never even saw it. They were basically like, we should probably do something about
this. Well, Bubba never saw it until...
Until after the fact.
Yeah.
He never saw it until after it was reported to NASCAR and the whole investigation started.
And that's what happens, man. Tensions, things get all tense, and everybody get all sensitive about everything, and all of a sudden you start noticing things you never noticed before.
Yeah.
So it's been there for a whole year, damn near a year, and because of the tensions in the U.S. and in the world, people are starting to look at things a little closer.
Yes, and on top of the fact that at that same race, someone rented out a plane and flew a plane over the track, flying the Confederate flag behind it. And then on top of that, there were multiple fans just lining the entrance, just holding their Confederate flags, just completely against NASCAR banning the Confederate flag. They were doing everything that they could, which is going to continue to happen.
Yeah.
With that just taking place, with them just banning the Confederate flag, yeah, the tensions are just a bit high.
What's the name of that movie, that comedy movie that the dude from Saturday Night Live?
Talladega Nights.
If you're not first, you're what?
You're last.
Okay. Say that again. If you're not first.
If not first, you're last.
Okay. So that, I don't know.
First place loser.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. That movie was funny. But Bubba, you know, I looked at Bubba Wallace. So initially they said, because I don't follow NASCAR that much. You know, I've been to a couple of races in Darlington, South Carolina, when I worked down there at a radio station there. It's fun. Never get down close to the track. I didn't know better. So I'm like, oh, I got some good seats, dummy. The trash flew all up in my face. Yeah. Nobody tell me about that. They laugh. Yeah, man, you got some good seats.
You're going to get the rubber from the road.
I came out of there so fast, man. I thought I was doing something special. But anyways, Bubba Wallace, man, I'm thinking, you know, he's got the Black Lives Matter car. I've never seen him before. And then when I see him, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I find out his dad's white, so he's biracial.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, so anyways, he's a person of color. So I get it. It's Black Lives Matter is for not just black people. It's for people of color. So,
right.
Yeah. So, man, that's crazy. Well, I hope they fix this thing, but it's going to be nasty for a long time.
In what way? Just with NASCAR? Or
well,
just...
with the Confederate flag, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean.
Folks are passionate about that flag.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it's honestly like racism. It's gonna hopefully it will go away over time, but it's just like the long trickle down effect, because there's still gonna be people that teach their kids that way of life. And, you know, hopefully we all can hope over time that those kids eventually go and educate themselves and learn otherwise, and that number continues to shrink. But yeah, I mean, yeah, people praise that flag.
I have some family member in North Carolina, and they said, "Hey, you know, different groups of people have their flag, so why can't the Confederate fans have their flag?"
Yeah, I've heard that argument, and I don't even know how to answer it, just because it's that stupid of an argument. Like, I mean, it truly is. I mean, the Confederacy, the true Confederacy in terms of, you know, like the Civil War was around for what, maybe 5-6 years?
Yeah.
But like, there's TV shows that last longer than that.
I have to say it, man. I have to say it. Somebody has to say it, and I got to say it. I'm a person of color, but it's called freedom of speech.
It's not infringement on freedom of speech in my eyes if what you're doing is purposely for the intent of attacking someone else. You know, like the people flying the Confederate flag around the track at the NASCAR track, and the people lining the entrance with their Confederate flag.
Yeah. I mean, they're
not there to educate you as to why they like their flag. They're just there, you know, the South will rise again type of people. You know, like that's true. I mean, I'm not even going to. It's that. It's exactly that.
Well, I mean, tensions are very high. Back in the city I used to live in Wilmington, North Carolina, three cops got fired for saying things that,
yes,
you know,
I heard about this.
Yeah, and I may have known some of those dudes, man, because I used to do ride-alongs and have to sign that disclaimer and ride along with the cops in Wilmington and Carolina Beach and Riceville Beach. So, whoo! I mean, yeah. So
yeah, not even like, you know, it wasn't even insinuations. They were flat out just racist statements. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that. So basically you can't say certain things behind closed doors. Come on, man. We all say some things behind closed doors. I know I have in the past. So
yeah, but if you hold a position like that, I mean, it's the same thing.
You know what? That is awesome that you said that. I'm glad you said it. I was trying to lean you to say that. But
yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with anyone in our government. Like, if you hold that position, you have to come at it with a level head and a level mind towards society.
For instance, let me give you an example of the president of the United States said Kung Flu.
Right.
Okay, so he can't say stuff like that. But if you're a comedian, because that's what you do, make people laugh, you can say Kung Flu.
Right, or when he called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that when you're in a position that he's in, because you're the president. Just, you're not a comedian.
Let's just take a sidestep to the fact that he took a substantial amount of time to try to send an Elton John CD to Kim Jong-un to explain that he wasn't actually making fun of him. He was using play on words.
Yeah.
He took time out of his day to try to send an Elton John CD to the dictator of North Korea.
That's
instead
our president.
Of running our country.
That is our president of the United States.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, but my the reason why I brought that up, the Kung Flu thing, is because when you say when you're in a position of power like that, you shouldn't be saying things like that. You're correct.
Yeah. You are a role model, I guess you could say, if you want to use that word. Not many people look at police as role models right about now, but you're supposed to be a role model to society. You're supposed to be following all the laws, following all the procedures, you know, living, I guess, not living by the book, but living, you know, by the right moral code.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that right there proves that tensions are very high and everyone is sensitive on whatever side that you are on about this whole situation. Look, a lot of folks are tense. And a little edgy, man. Oh boy, trigger happy when it comes to your temper is what I'm talking about. With your temper. So I mean, I don't think that whole response and the protest to NASCAR not letting them have the Confederate flag is going to go away anytime soon.
No, it's just going to get worse. I mean, they had like 5,000 people at Talladega. Imagine when it's full capacity.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere because, you know, that's where their fan base is.
And
that is their fan. Listen, that's their fan base. Like 80, maybe 60, 40, 45, 55, 45%.
It is. And on top of that, there's going to be people piling on to stand behind them, regardless if they're fans of NASCAR or not, just to go and say, like, no, you can't do that.
So it's just going to be an event going to a NASCAR race this year because it's,
oh yeah, I was planning on going to the one in April. My grandfather's a big NASCAR fan. He has been since like Jeff Gordon days. He's a huge Jeff Gordon fan.
Well, I'm telling you what, NASCAR is going to be getting a lot of attention. You're going to have folks from Black Lives Matter, and then you're going to have folks that support the Confederate flag. So I don't think they're going to be short on people
gonna
showing
like
up.
It's going to be like a picket line outside of the race almost.
It's not going to be a shortage of folks at a NASCAR event or most NASCAR events this year. So
no,
at all. That might actually bring some attention to NASCAR. A lot of folks that never watched NASCAR before are actually talking about NASCAR.
No such thing as bad publicity.
Yep. So, wow. So I hope they get that taken care of, the whole noose situation, noose gate. And
Newsgate. Did you just make that up?
Absolutely, I did. So now, what about the NFL Hall of Fame game? Here I am talking about two, three weeks ago. Oh my God! If they move to phase three, there's going to be some football. And
we're gonna have fans in the stands.
They're
gonna
have
Hall
fans
of Fame
in the stand at the Hall of Fame game. That was me. That was me about 2 weeks ago.
And now there is no Hall.
Now
of
there
fame
is game. No Hall of Fame game.
But what does that mean for the rest of the season? That's my big question. If, like, I mean, because the Hall of Fame game happens how many weeks outside of the regular season?
Six.
So, if they're already canceling that, and that's a two-month, like, I guess the only good reason that I could see that they're canceling that is if that is to give them more prep time for the COVID-19 precautions.
I think that's what it is, man. I think that's exactly what it is. With that whole situation.
Because otherwise, that's not good news for football.
No, I didn't like it when I heard it. But, I mean, safety first. I totally get it, safety first. But, they canceled the Hall of Fame game, so there goes the Steelers.
And the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah, they postponed it to 2021.
Yep, next year.
But the game's just done. It's over. So, you know, I'm good with that, you know, because the Hall of Fame game was like a bonus game anyway.
Yeah, it was just for the Hall of Fame ceremony, and it was just like, hey, let's play football. Because that's what we do.
Yeah, and I'm happy because my Steelers, they don't have to play five preseason games as opposed to four for everyone else.
Might only be playing one or two now.
Yeah. The testing that they're going to be doing every week. I was just looking at something.
Three times a week, I think, is what I saw.
Yeah. Three times a week. That's a heavy load of testing there.
That's a lot of money just for testing.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, I still hold true to the I'm backing off the Hall of Fame game, but if we move to phase three, that means we're in phase three. No, we're going to go to phase three on July 1st here in Virginia.
Yes.
So if we're in phase three, that means entertainment venues are open, movie theaters, things of that nature. If a movie theater is open and it's indoors, Come on, man. It's going to be some fans in the stand. That's why I was holding on to that. We're not talking about the Hall of Fame game no more. By the way, you were right. I was wrong about the Hall of Fame game. I should have listened to you.
That's one down. What was the $50 bet?
Oh, I thought you forgot about that one.
It's on tape.
I forgot what that was about. Was that about the Ravens? No, it's about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to go to the Steelers.
Yeah.
If he signs with any team, it's going to be with the Steelers. So we'll see what happened with that. But yeah, that scared me when I heard that about the NFL. But did you hear about Ben Roethlisberger coming out and saying some of the problems that he had?
Yeah, that he's a porn addict.
And had problems with alcohol or something, substance abuse?
Yeah.
I mean, so he had that problem. I guess he still has the problem. You always have the problem, but you're always abstaining from it. I guess the word, is that the word to use?
I don't know. I guess.
people are making fun of him. I think that was very brave of him to do something like that because he was at a religious event.
People are making fun of him because he got accused of sexual assault.
Yeah.
And people are basically saying like, oh, is because you're a porn addict, your excuse for doing such a thing? Like, I think that's more so why people are making fun of him. They're looking at his like, is this your...
Oh, you're talking about what he was accused of doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, is
not
this
what
your...
he was charged for doing.
Right. But like, what is that your way out of like explaining like, yeah, like I know I might have ended up in this risky scenario, yeah. But...
you know what? I see where you're going with that. Because the two things that he said he had problems with, alcohol and pornography, those were the two things basically involved in that whole scenario.
Yeah.
Alcohol and sex.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's why people are getting after him, because they're,
okay,
they're like,
you.
Okay, man. Like, not that it, you know, anyone can really fault him for recognizing that those are his issues and he needs to deal with them, but it's more so like, I guess people looking at it like he's using that as a scapegoat, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's been so long ago, you know, and he's...
It's kind of like, I guess, in other words, like the Kevin Spacey thing. Like, Kevin Spacey got accused of sexual assault, and he was like, oh, no, I was just a gay man trying to figure myself out. And it's like, but that doesn't excuse
That doesn't excuse you for messing
right,
with
and I think
underage
that's,
people.
Right, and I think that's kind of how people are looking at this scenario. Is like, you know, just because you're a porn addict doesn't excuse the situation that you got yourself into.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, he would have been better off just, you know, not saying anything at all. But I guess he was trying to let people know who have those issues, you can
yeah,
overcome
them. Yeah, he was trying
them.
To use his platform.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And it kind of went the wrong way, went awry. As
yeah, I guess
say.
You got to do a full review on your past and think about how things might be interpreted.
Yeah. Because a lot of things, dude, everything is sensitive right now, man. Anything you do right now
yeah.
is like, boy, should I say that? Can I say that? Man.
I mean, like, even someone in my position, like, talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, like,
right.
it's a fact of, you know, finding the right words. Like, I can't just talk about it off the cuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've almost got to, like, prearrange what I'm going to say in my head before I say it just to make sure that I'm not offending anyone, because that's not my intention, you know, by any means. But, yes, everything's so hypersensitive, something that I have said could be taken out of context in the wrong way.
Yeah. And you know what? It sucks, because what you may say something... It won't offend me, but it might offend someone else that's a person of color.
Right, because you would understand that, like, that's definitely not what I meant by
yeah.
it, just off of me just saying it out of the blue. But, yeah, someone walking down the street has no idea who I am or anything.
It might get offended.
Yeah.
Might get offended. So, you know, you got to be careful what you say, and I guess you're going to have to, like, think things through before you say it if it's something.
I mean, isn't that kind of common sense, though?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy how many people have not been thinking things through, apparently, before they've been opening their mouth.
I have a friend named Chuck Denson. He
Oh, you threw the last name in there, too.
Yeah. he's like a computer. I think he kind of reminds me of a Terminator or whatever, like a computer. He's like big and strong and muscular, but really super smart. You ask Chuck a question, he'll be like, and his voice is real deep. He's like, hold on a minute. But hey, man, you want to go eat? He's like, let me see. Yeah. You want to do tacos? It literally takes him that long. to process it. I think he thinks out every scenario, and then he'll answer your question.
That's a bit much, but I mean, some people are like that.
Speaking of scenarios, okay, so we covered NASCAR. We covered some football. Well, oh, what about hockey?
Yes, they've gotten down to the six hub cities.
So wait a minute, they're only going to play in six different cities? Are we just talking
playoffs? No, they're only going to play in two. They've narrowed it down to the six they're going to choose from.
So they're going to play the playoffs.
They're only playing the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Wrong sport, but yeah.
So they're going to play the playoffs in two cities, but they have the two cities that they're going to pick out. They're going to pick out two cities, but it's narrowed down to six right now.
Yes. So they've got Las Vegas, Chicago, L.A., Edmonton, and Toronto. And they had Vancouver, but I believe they've been eliminated so far. So I guess that would make them down to five.
Okay. I'm thinking Las Vegas, man, seriously.
But they need one for the Eastern and one for the Western. Las Vegas would make the most sense for the Western. And it would also, I think it would make the most sense to host the Stanley Cup Final. If they actually, well, not if, when they get to that point.
Yeah. And when is this, and when do they plan on playing these games? Did it say?
I don't think they've gotten that far. I think they're kind of taking it step by step and
gotcha.
Just let's figure out where we can play and then we'll figure out when.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I am hoping they come up with a vaccine soon, man, because that's what's freaking people out right about now. But safety first, and I'm glad they're moving forward with something because I think folks watching sport is going to ease a lot of the tension that's backed up in people right now.
Yeah.
Because you can yell at the screen, come on! You know, you can get it out of you a little bit.
So I think it'll be Las Vegas and Toronto as the two. Toronto for the East and Las Vegas for the West.
That makes sense to me.
Now, out of the choices, I mean, like, if we were to do anything else East, like Chicago, is that really, like, it's in the middle of the country.
Yeah. I think Toronto makes sense because they love hockey up there.
Yes, and it's, I mean, the NHL still has a few Canadian teams, so, you know, it's kind of doing a disservice to them by not at least giving them something.
And they don't even have plans to quarantine players in, like,
no
training camp or anything.
No, they don't.
Whew, wow. Oh, man. So that's going to happen. I was trying to find out what teams did they pick the teams that are going to be left that are in? Do we know which teams are going to be?
Oh, which teams are in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been narrowed down. It was the
top eight teams or something like that? Or?
Yeah, it was the top four from each conference.
Okay, so that's been ironed out. Now they're trying to iron out the location.
Yes, yeah. Like I said, taking it one step at a time. And once they figure out where, then they will figure out when. And then the next step is how.
How?
I mean, like, if you think about all these coronavirus protocols across any sport, especially football.
Yeah.
But across any sport, you know, oh, they're socially distancing players on the sidelines and on the benches. You can't socially distance in the huddle.
You can't.
You can't socially distance on an offensive or a defensive line.
You know what I was thinking? I don't know if I was half asleep. I was probably half asleep, but I thought I saw some new modded NFL helmets that they were going to supposedly be using.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, they look like Stormtrooper helmets.
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, the NHL helmets are pretty much, don't they have the little shield over their helmets or something?
No. Yeah, they've just got a little face shield. They don't look at anything remotely like that.
I wonder if they're going to mod their helmets for the NHL.
Possibly.
But so you did see that football helmet?
Yes, it was a Chicago Bears mock-up. And quite a few NFL players have seen it as well and were not happy about it.
Mm. I mean, if they sign a release form, but even then you have to be responsible because those same people that sign a release form may go home or go out and spread the virus to someone else. So.
But, like, I mean, what good does that extra little filter face mask do when you get off the sideline and you pull your helmet off?
None.
Are you expected to wear your helmet the entire freaking game?
That
and never take it off? No. How are you going to drink water? How are you going to wipe down the sweat that's running down your face?
Dude, they're going to do all of those things that you just mentioned.
And exactly.
I didn't even think about that when I saw the modded helmet. You're exactly right.
You're not going to keep it on.
And when you get in the locker room. Halftime.
Yes, anything like that. That's where people are most concerned about is what can happen outside of the facilities or, even inside the facilities, but outside of the actual on-the-field game, I guess you could say.
3 times a week, right?
Yes.
Okay. And by that time, a football kicks in. Most places, if we don't have a relapse or breakout, are going to be in phase 3. Because as we're trending right now in Virginia.
We're going to have football. I don't doubt that. It's how it's going to be played out. You know, I don't think it's going to look any different on the field really, because how can you really make it look different? The only thing I will say is I was watching one of the soccer matches that, you know, they just started playing soccer matches in Europe.
Yeah. How's that going? Go ahead. Finish.
It's going fine. But, when players like collide, you know, when they commit a foul or trip each other up or whatever,
yeah,
they're not letting them reach out a hand and help the other player up.
Oh, you just got to walk away.
Yeah. Like you can't, the other guy has to get up on his own.
Mm.
So it's like it takes away even some of like the sportsmanship of it. So I think that's really the only true thing that you might see in the NFL that will be different. On the field, at least.
Somebody get knocked out. You have to wait till the medical staff comes over.
Yeah, or like a pile. Yeah, exactly. A pile, and the guy at the bottom, like, there's no more reaching out and pulling someone out of a pile. If they're at the bottom, they're stuck on the bottom until everyone gets off of them.
Maybe you could stuff some Lysol wipes in your jersey or something and just wipe your hands off every time.
They're supposed to be wiping down the baseballs for Major League Baseball. Probably the same thing for the NFL, but, like, that's crazy to me that they're wiping down baseballs.
You gotta be super, super careful. So wait a minute. Getting back to soccer or football, did they have any fans in the stand? Are they playing?
No, they had a bunch of vent fans, and they had like these colored pieces of paper, and they were just blowing them to where it looked like people doing like.
Are you serious?
The wave in the stands. Yeah, it was just different colored pieces of paper all throughout, and they had just, I guess, like leaf blowers or some kind of vent fan blowing up and.
Wow.
Just blowing the pieces of paper.
Look at where we are right now with that.
I mean, you could blatantly tell it wasn't people, but it looked better than
empty
just
stands.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I get it.
It looked like when you played video games, the stands, like, you know.
Yeah.
The older Madden games, like how the fans looked, where they all just like simultaneously, oh hey, we're up and then we're down and then we're up again.
I just saw
all
a meme
together at one time.
I saw a meme on Instagram about Tom Brady like that. This is how long Tom Brady's been playing football. Then they showed Madden.
Oh
way
my
back
gosh!
When, and they showed him all looked like he was a Minecraft Brady.
Like an ogre.
Yeah. And then they showed the Brady for this year, and it was like, wow. How long has that dude been in the league? Like 20 years?
Something like that.
Damn. So now, what about the NBA? Are they going to be playing some b-ball?
I believe so. Not everyone. The players had their choice to opt in or opt out.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? I saw a stat somewhere. It's like 16 of what? It was a stat about the NBA players.
Yeah.
Oh, 16 out of 302 NBA players tested positive.
Yeah. Very minuscule number. Very minuscule number. And I believe that none of them were even symptomatic.
He said he's moving forward. Nothing is risk free. I mean, I wonder how you could attribute that to the flu virus. How many cases of the flu virus so far? So, but yeah, I guess they're moving forward with it, the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's less of a contact sport. But yeah, they had to, I guess, not vote, but they had to choose personally whether or not they wanted to play or whether or not they decided that it was too much of a risk to continue to play this year.
And they're going to resume it on the July 30th.
Yeah.
Doubleheader, I think the Lakers and the Clippers and the Jazz and the Pelicans.
Down in Disney World. Yeah, they actually just released the schedule today, tonight.
So it's on.
Yeah, 7 p.m. they released the schedule.
I wonder how LeBron James, because he said he wasn't going to play if there was no fans. Are they going to have fans? I don't know about that. NBA.
I don't know.
Well, it looks like the Player Association, the NBA Players Association says there's not going to be any fans in the stands. So I guess basically they can focus the cameras on the floor.
I guess the only issue is how do you mic up the ball and the shoes on the floor and not mic up all of the trash talking?
Oh! I totally forgot about that. You did it again. Adam did it again. Also expect some colorful metaphors coming out of the players' mouths because the fans would kind of drown that out.
Actually, Wes brought up this idea about on one channel, like what they did with The Last Dance, where you watched it on ESPN and it was the mature version, the non-edited version. Then you watched it on ESPN2 and it was the kids' version.
Yeah. Well, you already know what channel I'm going to watch it on.
Right. But, I mean, you got to get the full effect.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, what if they did that? This is what Wes proposed. What if they did that with sports as a whole? Because there are no fans in the stands, because you're going to hear more of the conversation. What if one station, you know, is showing it real time and the other station is on a 15-30 second delay so they can catch stuff like that?
I would love to hear Jalen Ramsey in football. I just want to hear smack talking anyway.
I don't think it's going to happen because, like, I think some of the things that are said on the field, regardless of who you are, if you were to hear it, you would lose respect for that person. Yeah. You would lose respect for the game and the league. I think
you think the players.
I think there's some serious trash talk.
Oh yeah,
goes on.
And it's been admitted as such.
Right, but I'm saying like stuff that like that they're not even admitting that we'll never hear.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think the players are probably police themselves unless they get so heated that they forget.
Yeah, I think honestly, yeah. That's going to be tough to be able to try to play the game to your full potential and also not come off the cuff back at someone after they take a cheap shot on you or something like that.
That is an interesting thing you put up there, factor. So let me ask you this. Would you go to a game? Would you go to a football game?
No.
After phase 3, you wouldn't go?
No, not this year.
You're like, nope, you're going to like.
I'm one of those guys. I'm all in on the second go round.
Okay. We're still testing things out.
Yeah. I'm not, what was it? We learned in business school was early adopters, late adopters, and then I forget what the one after that was, but it's just the people that are just, like, way behind the curve. Like, after everyone's already figured it out, they're like, hey, do you know what Facebook is?
Yeah.
You know,
is
like,
that you?
No. I'm saying I'm one of the late adopters. Like, the early adopters are the people, like, the second it comes out, like, the second TikTok came out, they were like, I'm on it. I'm downloading it. I'm going to post videos all day.
That's not you.
No. I don't have TikTok. I don't have Tinder. I don't have any of that kind of stuff.
Well, I was like that with the PlayStation 3, and it was some bugs that they had to.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you're like, okay, you know, it came out with mixed reviews, so I'm going to hold off until they come out with the 2.0, and then I'll try it out.
Hey, let me play your PlayStation. Adam will come over to my house, play my PlayStation. Like, yeah, that thing has some bugs they need to work out. I'm going to get the 2.0 version that has no bugs in it, and it has more memory space in it as well, and it cost about $150 less. Yeah, that's the PlayStation that I'm going to
pretty much.
And here I am saying all of this, knowing all this is going to happen, and I'm going to buy that damn PlayStation 5 when it comes out first thing.
Right.
Damn.
I think that's the difference. Like, yeah, I've always been that way in life. So, yeah, I don't think that I'm going to end up going to a game this year. I would love to go to a game in the near future. You know, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that atmosphere, that, you know, that environment of any kind of sports game is like no other, but I'd be more content, or I'd be just as content with.
What if they come up with a vaccine, though?
Yeah, but
it's just like the flu.
Is it a mandatory vaccine?
It better not be.
But that's the thing. If it's not a mandatory vaccine, then how do I know? I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you get sick like the flu, if the flu's not mandatory, but if you get sick, you can get the vaccine just like the flu.
Yeah, I've never had the flu shot.
Oh, same here. Knock on wood.
Never gotten the flu.
Same here. Knock on wood. We're going to jinx ourselves. We should not have said that.
Oh, I've said that plenty of times, and I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, boy. One of us is going to get it now. Okay.
But if they had a vaccine.
If they had a vaccine, would you go?
Well, at that point, I don't think there'd really be much social distancing anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, we got a vaccine. You get sick, we got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go if there's a vaccine. But right now, how things stand, no, I will not be going to a professional sporting event or a concert of any kind for that matter now.
They canceled pretty much all the concerts in Virginia.
They pretty much canceled all the concerts for 2020.
I mean,
I'm very content with having it back just on TV.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need to spend the extra money and be there. I can cheer just as loud from my couch.
I would love to go to a Steelers-Ravens game. Like, you come to Pittsburgh and watch the game, because damn sure I don't want to go to Baltimore and watch my Steelers.
Oh, I've been to a couple Steelers-Ravens games at M&T. They are quite the show.
How do y'all treat the Steeler fans in the stands?
That Steelers fans show up when we're playing the Browns or when we're playing the Chargers or when we're playing the Dolphins. Yeah, the fact that they show up then, we don't treat them so nicely. The fact that you're showing up in your Polamalu jersey when it's the Ravens versus the Dolphins, and then everyone calls you out for it, and you stand up and you just point at the back of your jersey like, yeah, I'm a Steelers fan. It's like, dude, get out of here, man. Like, what are you doing? Go home and watch this game. Why did you come? Like, my dad's best friend is a Raiders fan.
Right.
We've seen them play the Raiders 3 different times. When we see them play the Raiders, he will wear his Raiders gear. Any other time we've seen them play another team, he'll wear his Ravens gear. He's not going to wear his Raiders gear if the Raiders aren't on the field.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't think I would do that. If I went to a Ravens game and the Steelers weren't playing, I wouldn't, damn sure wouldn't wear a Ravens jersey.
Right, but like I went to the Thanksgiving game a couple years back, the Redskins and the Cowboys.
Right.
I didn't wear my Ravens jersey.
No, I mean, it's a Ravens Cowboys game.
I just wore a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow, man. That must hurt to see a Steelers fan up in it.
Yeah, just like, man, what are you doing here other than to do exactly what you're doing right now and cause a scene?
Yeah, one of our coworkers was born. This what hurts the worst. Like, I feel your pain. One of our coworkers here, Brian, I'll just say his first name, born in Pittsburgh. And the dude is a freaking New England Patriot fan. How the hell does that happen?
Bandwagon.
I'm like, dude, what did your parents like drop you? Did you eat paint chips or something?
Brady Magic, I guess.
Oh, dude, I hate that team, man. There is no team I hate worse than the freaking New England Patriots. I'm sorry for getting on that. But anyways, yes, if they come out with a vaccine, I would go to a game.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm very content with just watching a game on TV. Yeah. The soccer games. I don't follow soccer like that, but I'm like, damn, this is live sports.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to happen. that aspect. I have no idea the outcome of this. That's what keeps you going.
Yeah, and we need that. Something that you can yell and cheer for, because we need some of that action right now, and I'm about that action, boss. Because we don't have it right now, and that's why everybody's all tensed and mad and angry. I mean, that's not why, but, you know, because of the situation that we're going through. But that would help alleviate some of the tension.
Yeah, stress reliever.
That's why I'm going to go out and buy that PlayStation 5 so I can play Madden.
So I guess we were kind of on NFL. We kind of danced away from NBA and got back on NFL, but that's not a bad thing. But have you seen what Jack Del Rio has been doing on Twitter recently?
Uh-oh. Don't tweet it. What did he do?
So he liked a post or a tweet from a very right-wing Twitter page, and he's also been very supportive of Trump, saying he's 100% for America, But the bad part about it, I guess, you know, you can say your political beliefs.
Right.
You know, it's not the best idea when you're in a position like that to be spouting off your political beliefs, especially in the state of our nation right now. But at the same time, he had fans, you know, coming back at him, you know, like, why? What the hell are you saying? All that. He came back at the fans. If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass.
No!
Dude, those are your fans.
No! No, just NFL fans or Redskin fans?
Redskins fans.
Oh, don't at me, dog. Don't at me. What do you think is going to happen to him? You think they're going to let him go or what? I mean, what the hell, bro?
Yeah, here it is. I'm 100% for America. If you're not, you can kiss my $$.
Well, look, I can't disagree with that. For him saying that, he's 100% for America.
Yes, but that was in response to someone saying, just found out Jack Del Rio is a Trump supporter, wish these old racists would stay off Twitter, and that was his response.
That was it. Oh, ouch, boy. Yeah, you just gotta...
Didn't even, you know, comment on, like, I'm not a racist.
How old is he again? I mean, geez, you would think he...
And it's like he's 50s, 57. I think. Yeah.
You would think he would take pause like my friend Chuck Denson that I told you about. You know,
take
pause.
Pause.
You're like, hold on a minute. Let me think about that. Okay. You're entitled to your own opinion. I'm entitled to mine, but I'm not going to say it. Wow, bro. Bruh. That's, now we're going to have to sit back and watch. Get your popcorn ready and see what the Redskins do about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, they've already been taking their steps to remove George Preston Marshall.
I don't think they're
from their past, pretty much.
I mean, the president's in Washington. If they fire him, boy, it's going to be a hailstorm against the Redskins. Man,
well, I don't want to get into politics, but that's just because Trump's going to use anything that he can as a political tool at this point.
Oh, boy, poor Jack Del Rio. Man, his mouth just wrote a check that I don't know if his ass can cash.
No, I don't think it can.
Oh, boy.
And everyone looked at him as a good coach. You know, everyone was like, oh, he's a great coordinator. Great
just
coordinator.
Because you say something stupid doesn't mean you're not a good coach.
No, I know. But I'm saying it's you know, no one had a problem with him. That was their only, you know, image of him of like, oh, he's a great defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He was a decent head coach.
Was.
Right. Was.
Wow. I you know what? I'm just going to sit back. And next time we come back to 100 yards, and we're going to talk about what happened to him.
If we hear something by then, I hope so. We take off for July 4th for the holidays and come back at it.
Where are you spending your July 4th? That you don't want to say. I don't want people to stalk you or anything.
I'm going to be at the beach with my family. My dad's birthday is the 3rd, and my sister's is the 4th. So
your sister has the same birthday as Post Malone.
I guess.
Yeah. Wow. So every year she gets fireworks.
Yeah, growing up as a kid, she was convinced that the fireworks were for her, and she'd turn around and rub it in my face and be like, you know, everybody likes me better. They shoot off fireworks on my birthday.
Wow.
Like, well, my birthday is a week after school starts, so I don't know if I'm getting much of anything except for some school supplies.
That's where we're going to get you in some new clothes.
Yeah.
That's your birthday present
you
right
get a
there.
New pair of shoes. Wasn't I going to get a new pair of shoes anyway? It's a new school year.
Do I get a double?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, man. Well, have a great 4th of July. Be careful around those fireworks and make sure you do some social distancing.
Watch out, Terry.
Why'd you have to do that? That dude, that wheelchair, Terry. Watch out! Listen, we have to give context to this. what do you have to search to find that video?
I probably just watch out, Terry.
Yeah, search. Why did he not move his wheelchair away from the fireworks, bro?
I don't know.
Search. Watch out, Terry. Until next time.
Watch out, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry?
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.